My heart hammered against my ribs, not from fear of the gun pressed to my back, but from the chillingly possessive gaze of the man I was sworn to destroy. "Welcome home, fiancé," Ronan whispered, his voice a low rumble that vibrated through me, and my undercover mission just became my gilded cage. I was Detective Iris Vance, and my assignment was simple. Infiltrate Ronan's empire, gather evidence, and bring down the city's most elusive crime lord. My handler's words echoed in my mind. Maintain distance. Gather intel. Do not fall for the target. Easy to say when you're not staring into the eyes of a man who owned half the city, and now apparently owned me. Ronan's mansion wasn't just a house. It was a fortress of dark opulence. Every marble surface gleamed. Every shadow seemed to hold a secret. Watchful eyes followed me, not just from his men, but from the portraits of stern-faced ancestors lining the grand hall. This wasn't just a criminal enterprise. It was a dynasty. And I, a cop from the wrong side of the tracks, was now its unwilling queen. The air was thick with unspoken threats, a constant reminder that one wrong move, one misplaced glance, could unravel everything. My life, my family's safety, it all hung by a thread. A thread Ronan held firmly in his perfectly manicured hand. He led me through the throng of his guests, a public display of affection that felt disturbingly real. His hand rested on the small of my back, a possessive weight that sent shivers down my spine. I forced a smile, a mask of adoration, for the cameras flashing around us, for the eyes of his associates, for his eyes. He leaned in, his breath warm against my ear, and a wave of nausea hit me. This wasn't just an act, it was a performance for an audience that demanded perfection. My stomach churned, a mix of fear and something else, something I refused to name. This man, this monster, was too close, too real. As his lips brushed my ear, a voice I didn't recognize whispered, "One wrong move, Iris, and your family pays the price."